This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, July 14, 2008. The Quiet Man. The scripture is Matthew 1, verse 24. Joseph did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him. For the next 3 days, we will explore the vertical habit of saying, I'm listening to God. A big part of our relationship with God consists of our talking to Him, but the Lord also has a lot to say to us, so it's important for us to listen to God too. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but the Bible doesn't record a single word spoken by Joseph, Mary's husband. On the one hand, that seems odd, given his important role in the events surrounding Jesus' birth. On the other hand, Joseph's quiet obedience says a lot. Joseph was someone we could describe this way. His actions spoke louder than his words. His silence reminds us that the best way to obey God is to actually do God's will and not just talk about it. There is a direct connection between hearing and obeying. Did you know that the English word obey is derived from the Latin verb meaning to hear? Obedient children listen to their parents. And obedient believers do what God tells them to do. The Bible clearly indicates the kinds of things faithful disciples should do. By forgiving others, respecting authority, and caring for the poor, we demonstrate that we are serious about listening to God. As it was for Joseph, our quiet obedience has a voice of its own. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for showing us in your word what obedience looks like. As we hear you speak to us in the Bible, help us to put it into practice. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.